questions? Comments? Okay, so we hear in Tantra about the indestructible drop. So does that keep going? There's two meanings for the indestructible drop. There's one, it can refer to the extremely subtle wind, okay? But that's changing all the time also. And another is that it can refer to there's subtle drops that are some kind of physical substance in the body. Okay, but those also disintegrate. Yeah.
That doesn't sound indestructible.
Indestructible just means in this life, you know, in this lifetime, something's situated in a certain place. Yeah. It doesn't mean indestructible as being permanent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like our genes.
Yeah, well, our genes are changing all the time, aren't they?
Well, they turn on and off, that's true.
Yeah, and you know, the original chromosomes that we had from our parents, we only have now the descendants of those chromosomes, don't we? Those same chromosomes aren't here. Yeah. Other questions? Yeah?
So the purification practices, sometimes what they will do is that they will cause the seeds to ripen
Sometimes when you're purifying it, you know, you're purifying a lot of karma that will just not ripen, and sometimes the purification process will make it so that some negative karma will ripen, but with not nearly the ferocity and intensity that it would have ripened otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see this like at the spring teachings, you know, when His Holiness teaches every spring, I would say almost everybody gets sick. Yeah? There's always a cold or the flu or something that goes around. And I really see that as a purification that goes on, you know, because we're sitting there listening to the Dharma from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And so there's some purification going on. And it could make some kind of negative karma ripen so that we get sick. But, hey, you know, it's not so bad.
The purification provides kind of targeting the causes and conditions that have to be a certain way for things to ripen.
Mm-hmm.
Purification creates causes and conditions.
Conditions, yeah. You're going to that teaching where one person has a virus and it spreads among the crowd. If you didn't go to the teaching, you wouldn't be exposed to the virus. Okay?
But like in the normal sense, like we're purifying here every day.
Uh-huh.
And my back really hurts when I go to sleep.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, there's the cause of you've been doing a lot of work.
Right.
Okay. But then you can look at that and say, okay, this is just part of the purification practice that I'm going through. And, you know, we never wish ourselves or anybody else to suffer. We never deliberately cause suffering or harm to ourselves or others. But when suffering comes our way, then we see it as the ripening of a negative karma that would have otherwise ripened in a really horrible result. Okay, and because we know the Dharma, then we can think in that way, and that makes that, you know, be in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can still use medicine. I gave some to Ulrich. He can share it with you. Okay? Yeah. So, you know, you still use medicine when you get sick. You don't go on some big trip of, oh, I'm purifying negative karma, I'm not going to use any medicine. No, that's not too smart, you know. Okay, but it's just a way of viewing things. Okay, so karma connections. So, like I said, we have karma connections with everybody, but we might want to try and strengthen karma connections with certain people who we really respect and whom we know that being around those people will be really beneficial for us. also in our lives we see karmic connections with different people. They speak about this quite often in how we meet our spiritual mentors and who appears to us, to who we have that kind of dharma connection with. Yeah, because there may be many teachers, and there may be some really excellent teachers, but we don't have the karmic connection with them. Yeah, but we don't have karmic connection with those teachers. We have karmic connection with these. Okay, so that's why I always advise people, you know, you don't choose the same spiritual mentors as your friends do, because you might have really different karma. You have to see which spiritual teachers really speak to your own heart and stimulate your mind to go in a positive direction. Okay? And so you can see in that way kind of who you have a karmic connection with, because you hear a teaching from one person and it like you're going, wow, you know, that's like going straight in here. You know, and you might hear a similar teaching from somebody else, but some kind of it just doesn't strike you. And that's because, you know, you have a strong karmic connection from previous lives with one teacher but not with another. Mm-hmm. Of course, some people have karmic connections with so-called teachers who aren't very, you know, maybe aren't worthy of the name teacher. Okay, see, you know, we really have to see who we create, who we cultivate connections with, because that will influence future lives. You know, but you can also see, I mean, you people clearly have some kind of karmic connection together. I mean, we all do. How did we wind up here together? And we all came from, you know, different places, different states, you know, didn't know each other before, and then, whoa, came here, and you can see how well you're getting along and how you're supporting each other and, you know, how much you're really benefiting each other. So you can see there's some kind of really strong, you know, positive karmic connection that we all have. Yeah? Does that answer your question okay?
Yeah. So it's just the relationships we've had in previous lives.
Yeah.
Kind of lead us to...
to meet different people in this life, and then how we relate to those people in this life. But then, of course, how we relate to them is also depending this life on whether we use our wisdom or whether we're following afflictions. Okay? So we might have a good karmic connection with somebody from a previous life, but this lifetime our mind's overwhelmed by afflictions. So we kind of burn it. Or we might have a negative karmic connection with somebody, you know, some kind of karmic connection in non-virtue from a previous life. But then this lifetime we have much more wisdom and we don't play into it and go along with it. Okay? But we shouldn't regard karmic connections as made of concrete, you know, because you hear this thing, you know, in New Age circles, you know, meet your soulmate, as if, you know, from a previous life you are predestined to be together because you have such strong karma together. You know, it's like having this whole soulmate stuff. I just, you know, it's a bit too New Agey for me. Okay. No. Okay. Why do people sometimes come together in very strong relationships? Clearly, there's some kind of karmic connection. Okay. But regarding that as, you know, you're predestined because there's some special link that you're soulmates together. Yeah. You know. But then sometimes you see, like, I remember Alex and I were talking. And, you know, I see this a lot in terms of spiritual teachers, and that's why I'm explaining it here, but you can generalize it to other relationships. But one time Alex and I were talking, it was like in the early 90s, and there were various scandals going on in different Buddhist communities and teachers doing things that were improper and stuff. And so a number of the people that we knew, you know, because there were these gatherings of Western Buddhists to discuss it. Some of the people we knew were like, you know, just having so much difficulties in sorting the whole thing out in their mind and everything. And I remember sitting with Alex and talking and just going, wow, we are so fortunate. Because he and I have many of the same teachers. And it's like, you know, when we started the Dharma out, we were really dumb. You know, we were really naive. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but we met really excellent teachers. You know, I mean, not one question about it. I mean, we came in contact with the really great masters, and it's like, wow, how did we get to be so fortunate? Yeah, but we didn't wind up with Charlottenanda as a teacher. Okay, but we wound up with these really good teachers. You know, well, there was some karmic connection that was made in previous lives. Yeah, and that's why it's important, you know, why we make prayers to lifetime after lifetime train under the guidance of certain teachers. You know, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, really making strong prayers to be His Holiness's disciple from now until enlightenment. And you know, and then making these kinds of dedication prayers so that, you know, we're dedicating our positive karma in that direction, and we're making that really kind of strong link. Yeah. Okay, let's sit quietly and then we'll do the dedication verse.